Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Monday to you. I'm back from vacation 1 week and then Chicago the next week, and it's weird to come back in the studio after a two-week hiatus. Joining us by phone now, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So first thing I wanted to ask you about, nobody wants to jinx anything, but things have been less eventful for like a month now, right?
Yeah, but I think we're jinxing it right now by even discussing it.
If I had that kind of power, I certainly don't think either of us do. But we'll take it. Hey, you know, calm is good, right?
It is. It's very good.
You guys have a program now, the Drive Sober campaign, right?
We do. We're rolling that out. It's usually around holidays too. I mean, you know, Labor Day's coming up and a lot of people are going to go to barbecues and have a good time, which we want them to do. Just don't go overboard with it and drink too much and then try to get behind the wheel of the car, because that's not good.
And if you're buzzed, you're drunk, right?
Correct. And you can always call. That's the great thing about living in our day and time now. You can call an Uber. There's hundreds of them out there, and they'll come get you and just take you home. So
all kinds of ways to travel that don't involve you getting behind the wheel. You guys also did something with the Star Foundation, which is your charitable organization that you started last year, this year?
It was earlier this year.
Earlier
we actually
year.
Got our 501c3 designation, which allows us to claim. We're helping deputies with it already. And for everybody who came out to the rodeo in East Milton, you're supporting the Star Foundation by doing that. And that's how we can give checks out to these individuals who really, really need it. And they're, they go through some rough stuff sometimes. And it's good to be able to help them.
Feel free if you don't want to say it, but, you know, can you talk about what you're doing to help these deputies? Like, what is the need or what is the gift?
Yeah, monetary. Both of the deputies involved have their significant others are going through some issues where they have to travel for treatment and things of that nature. So it goes a little, a long ways to help them pay the bills.
Defray the costs. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Had a couple of things. One story that I know you'll want to say something about is this horrible murder that took place in 2013 Christmas. Brandon ate a lot, murdering his mother. And then, of course, he was, judged unfit to go through the normal trial process, and then he was confined to a facility. And then about a week and a half ago, we find out that he's going to be allowed into, and it had been just a step down with not, I guess, constant supervision, but now it's going to be a step down facility where he is going to be not free to go around and 24-hour supervision, but still not in prison, which some people very much disagree with. I was curious since, I mean, you weren't sheriff because Wendell Hall was sheriff, I think, at the time, but you were probably, a ranked officer at the time?
Yeah, I think I was a captain at the time. And, back in the day, I was sharing a lot, the victim. I was her SRO at Holly Navarre Middle School. She was a teacher there. And so I was well acquainted with her. And I'll tell you what, this kid never needs to breathe free air again. But unfortunately, I don't get to make those rules. I don't get to make that judgment call. But what he did to his mother was just, I'm in year 42 and I've never seen anything like it. I don't know how people could do something like that to a stranger, much less to the woman that gave birth to him.
I think a lot of times, and, this is my fault as much as anybody's fault, that in news we tend to focus on the perpetrators rather than on the victims. And since you knew her, would you mind just, talking about her a little bit and reminding people of who she was? Because I think that's one of the best things we can do after a horrible incident like this is just remember, who was lost, right?
Yeah, and she was, she had been a teacher pretty much her whole adult life. She was just a, one of the teachers that the kids could go to and actually talk through problems with. I mean, she wasn't just there to educate them, with books and stuff, but she would be there for them no matter what they were going through. Just very pleasant woman to be around. Always had a smile on her face. She was just a great lady, great teacher, and, you know, a great mother. Just unfortunately, her son went off the deep end, and it, like I said, it was horrific.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. I do, because, you know, I obviously did not know her at all, and, you know, I didn't know that you were her SRO until, you know, you just said it on the air. So I appreciate you sharing that. The there's one other thing that I wanted to get your view on, and it was this killing of Airman Fortson over in Okaloosa County. We'll talk about that in just a second. We're talking to Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 has got a little delay on I-10 eastbound, but it's from Pine Forest down to Highway 29, about a five-minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. So, Sheriff, you and I have talked about this a couple of times already, and if I remember, your kind of initial read on this was it's a violation of policy. It's probably going to catch a charge for something because you can't shoot somebody in their own home who's not pointing a gun at you. It's a horrible situation, but everything else aside, that's the basics of it, right?
Yeah, and it's a horrible situation for everybody involved. I mean, you know, the airman that answers the door and, you know, doesn't point the gun at the officer. I mean, the body cam's pretty, you know, cut and dry, and gets killed at his doorstep. So the officer obviously, you know, in my opinion, by watching the film, and it's really hard to be a Monday morning quarterback, especially for all these people out there on, you know, the computers talking about they would have done this, they would have done that. Well, if you've never been put in that position, you don't know what you're going to do or what you're not going to do. I've been in that position before. I've had to disarm people, and I can tell you it's a split second decision that you have to make, and we try to get it right every time. But unfortunately, for a lot of law enforcement officers throughout the years, sometimes they get it wrong. And when they get it wrong, you have to deal with the consequences. And one of the consequences is possibly going to prison.
I've got to believe, having never been in this situation myself, I've got to believe that when many officers go through a circumstance where it could have gone wrong, you know, or they could have done wrong, that there's got to be a bit of gratitude for the training, but just gratitude for the grace of God that you didn't make that one wrong thing in that moment and jeopardize your family's future, your future. I mean, look, it's awful what happened to the airman, of course, obviously. Yeah. But I got to believe that you feel like almost lucky to have escaped situations and didn't do the wrong thing sometimes.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't even count over 42 years that the things I've been involved in that I was lucky to walk away from. And I can tell you a lot of people, especially these people, like I said, on Facebook and stuff, saying he needs the death penalty and blah, blah, blah. Cops don't wake up in the morning saying, gosh, I hope I get to kill somebody on this shift. It doesn't work that way. Most cops never have to kill anybody as long as they could do a 30-year career and never have to shoot their gun other than on the range. And most of them prefer that. You just get put in predicaments where, you know, you're at the, well, depends on the predicament, but you're at the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, you can get caught up in some stuff. And unfortunately with this guy, I don't know the deputy's background. I don't know how long he was a deputy. I don't know what kind of training he had or whatever. But unfortunately stuff like this happens on occasion, but it's rare because of our training. We train a lot. We shoot a lot. We have a simulator at our agency, and we have you get in front of it and it actually interacts with the officer. You tell somebody put the gun down, they'll do it one time, another time they'll point it at you. Mm-hmm. And you have to react split second wise, and we critique them after that, and hopefully that kind of training keeps us from getting in a bind.
Have you I know your agency, like, you know, all good law enforcement agencies use you know, mistakes or even good decisions as trainings, right? You know, make sure to train to it. Have you guys started, have you been using this incident as a training opportunity?
Not yet. Usually we let the legal system take, you know, take its course. Once everything's said and done, then we'll probably incorporate something like this into our training as well.
Yeah, which makes sense. I understand that. Sheriff Bob Johnson, he's the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, joins us every Monday to talk at this time. Sheriff, as always, I appreciate the time, and I appreciate what you do to keep us safe and to keep us informed about law enforcement matters. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
819 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And if you have a company, it means you have employees. And that's a good thing, right? Employees are good. That means the company's growing. You're doing well. And, you know, whatever you're in business to do, whether it's construction or manufacturing or, you know, laying IT cables or medical or legal or whatever, employees are good because that means things are going well. But you probably did not get into business thinking, man, I get to handle employee benefits. Woo! No. That's probably the opposite, right? When you think about, I got to figure out employee, like most likely, because you're a normal person, right? But whether it's health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources management, payroll, this is all stuff that you wish you could like wave your magic, you know, boss wand and make it all go away. Well, Torgerson Causey can. That's what they do. And they're those nerds. Like, that's what they get excited about doing is helping you solve these problems so you don't have to worry about it. And, you know, I know they started with us a couple of years ago and they made it easier for us. They gave us options we did not have and basically made our lives better by giving us better customer service. And like I said, some choices that we really didn't experience before. So I am a big fan here at News Radio and Cat Country. They've been helping us and they can help you. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tomorrow night, it's Christy D's Bad Juju, a music staple in Pensacola. Playing the top 40 hits from the 60s to today. Motown and the Obscure, the way you want to hear them. Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night at 7 with Christy D's Bad Juju.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I don't remember politicians running thank you ads before. Is this the first time you've heard that, John?
It was. I thought it was a mistake.
I know. We thought, well, the primary is over. Why has Colton Wright got an ad plan? You know? I like it. I think it's classy. Yeah. It's thoughtful and, you know, I don't know if it's good advertising for 4 years from now kind of thing. Like, remember I'm the guy who said thank you. But I think it's nice. You know, it's nice. And if the campaign has the money left to spend or whatever, you know, 437, it'd be kind of, I don't know. Anyway, I noticed it, thought it was interesting. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The candidates vying for the White House are hitting the campaign trail this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are kicking off a bus tour in Georgia on Wednesday. Former President Trump and J.D. Vance holding several events in swing states this week as well.
I cannot bring myself to say his name properly. You did.
Which name?
Walz.
Oh, gotcha.
Everybody I've ever known was a Waltz. You know, like gotcha. There's a Congressman yeah. Waltz, and there was an old philosopher of, you know, just war theory, Michael Walzer. You know, like Walz seems wrong to me, but I know it's the right way to say it. Just I'm never going to say DeSantis, even though that's right. Correct, because nobody says it except him once in a while. Anyway, go ahead, sir. I interrupted you. Sorry.
Well, that's all right. Dr. Anthony Fauci expected to make a full recovery. He was hospitalized for West Nile virus, the 83-year-old Former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says he is now out of the hospital, though, and at home recuperating. And the jersey worn by Yankees great Babe Ruth in the infamous called shot Game 3 of the 1932 World Series recently sold at a New York City auction house. You want to take a guess?
I saw the number. I don't remember the number. I want to say it was $400,000.
No.
What was it?
$24 million.
Oh, God. Yeah. I did see it and then forgot.
Right there. So close.
I can't believe that. $24 million.
It did sell for $940,000 in 2005. That was the previous time it sold.
Okay, so 19 years and it went up. What'd you say?
It was $24 million.
No, and
here
the previous
time around. 2005, it was $940,000.
Wow. So 25 times.
It's really about the same price when you factor in inflation, right?
Yeah. It was only $900,000 during Trump's term.
Right. You see, that's how I feel every time I go to the grocery store. This bag of coffee was $3.99. Now it's $84 million.
I'm getting all kinds of groany side-eye looks from all my Democrat listeners. How dare you? You know it's funny. It's painful. That's why it's funny. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm seeing some heavy traffic right now if you're heading from Navarre eastbound to Herbert Field.
What now?
I tried.
Say it again.
I'm not doing it again. They get the gist of it. You're going to
you
see about
it,
a 10.
You throw it, you hurl it, and you throw it at Bert.
Right.
Hurl Bert.
Right.
Go on.
Other than that, I-10's rolling smoothly again. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I love that. No, it's. I have. I do it too. I get tongue-tied once in a while too, but I love that you did it like weird and then you corrected it to another weird word.
I know. I was like, I just give up at that point.
Herblibblert field. I know. That's great. Oh, man. We're all over the place. We're just having a little bit of fun. 437-1620. 437-1620. Oh, do I feel like doing this? Do I feel like being mean first day back in Pensacola? Mean in a funny way? Okay. Let's go with the good one first, okay? You remember the Miss USA contest a couple of weeks back? I fast forward to the end and watch the answers. The Q&A is the fun part, right? That's the fun part. The rest of it I shouldn't be watching. So you get to the end and you get, it's the same question now. They all get the same question, which is super less interesting. Anyway, so Miss Michigan, Alma Cooper, by the way, who winds up winning in the end, so blow the end. Okay, but here she winds up winning. Here was her answer to the question with the question.
Please welcome our first contestant, Michigan. Come on down, Michigan.
Okay, Michigan, you look beautiful. Here is your question. How can we bridge the gap between different cultures and foster understanding and respect?
This is a terrible question. It's so broad and bizarre. It just is. And, of course, you know the goal, if you're a beauty pageant contestant giving these answers, is just to be confident and peppy and say something that doesn't sound dumb, right? That's your goal.
As the daughter of a migrant worker, a proud Afro-Latina woman, and an officer in the United States Army, I am living the American dream. If there is anything that my life and my mother have taught me, it's that your circumstances never define your destiny, that you can make success accessible through demanding excellence, my personal model. As a data scientist at Stanford University and a multicultural scholarship program, Knight Hennessy, if there's anything it's taught me is that success is accessible and through chasing your dreams, you can break down barriers and make a launch pad for where you're gonna go.
And she won the contest and rightly so. I mean, she's a rock star. You know, you don't always expect that's gonna be the case, but she absolutely was. Then there was Miss Kentucky. And let's just say, whatever was right about Miss Michigan's answer, there was also Miss Kentucky.
All right, Kentucky, come on over. Here is your question.
And, of course, they haven't heard. They've got earmuffs on, you know, the noise dampening, so they can't hear and think about it in advance.
How can we bridge the gap between different cultures and foster understanding and respect?
I think education is really important. We just need to educate people on different cultures, and then that way people will know a lot more, and just having it be accessible, the information to people, that's really important when people are finding that information, because that can sometimes be a barrier, finding the information out there. So just providing accessible information and, you know, making it ready for people to do.
Poor girl. Just, aw. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't win. And I mean, I don't know what I would say to this question. It's a crazy question, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be that.
The information out there. So just providing accessible information and, you know, making it ready for people to do.
So there you go. That's your summary of the Miss USA pageant. And as I said, the one who gave the better answer did win.
News. I'm Therese Crowley, paying respects on this third anniversary of the terror attack at Abbey Gate, Afghanistan. 13 brave U.S. service members gave their lives shepherding civilians in the botched U.S. withdrawal. Former President Trump lays a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. President Biden won't be there, vacationing at his Delaware beach house. Candidate Kamala Harris also skipping the memorial for a campaign bus tour. Both put out a statement with the names of the fallen that they have never spoken. GOP Congressman Michael Waltz tells Fox.
The entire Democrat Party was at the DNC last week, and not a single one even said the word Afghanistan, which is just a slap in the face to everyone who served there, and a slap in the face to these families.
The presidential debate in doubt in a dispute over cutting the candidates' mics. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Sunshine right now. We've got 83 degrees in Pensacola. Well, it looks like Pensacola two other Red Lobster restaurants in Florida are now on a list to be closed after the company's bankruptcy filing. Earlier this summer, the chain closed more than 100 locations, including 17 across Florida, but Pensacola's location had remained open. According to the News Journal, in a court filing last week, Red Lobster listed 23 more locations now that they're looking to close, including the Cordova Mall location in Pensacola and a location in Fort Walton Beach and Port Richey. The chain blames inflation and expensive leases for the restaurants not making enough money to stay afloat. If the plan is approved by a judge, the locations could close as soon as the end of the month. Red Lobster is preparing for a possible sale to RL Purchasers LLC, which has also been purchasing other bankrupt companies such as Alamo Drafthouse and Vice Media. A body was found floating by the boardwalk at Okaloosa Island last night. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says that they're investigating and still working to confirm the man's identity. The medical examiner's office will be doing an autopsy to determine the cause of death. The recounts are over in Okaloosa. The county supervisor of elections there says Sherry Cox won the District 3 County Commissioner primary by only 14 votes. The county was mandated to recount the votes. They were sent back through the machine. 3,500 ballots were recounted by hand. The former Okaloosa County deputy that shot and killed senior airman Roger Fortson in May is now charged with manslaughter. A warrant is out for Eddie Duran's arrest.
We want things to be done decent and in order and properly. And we think if that happens, that the right decision will come out. I think that so the officer has to be given due process. And obviously him and his attorneys will probably use whatever they can to get the outcome that they're seeking on the behalf of his client. So our job is just to know that those things take time.
That's Okaloosa County NAACP President Sabu Williams, who says it took a while for the arrest to happen, but the family understands there was a process to follow. Duran was fired several weeks after the shooting when the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office did an internal investigation and said the shooting was not objectively reasonable and violated policy. Duran shot Fortson as he was responding to a reported disturbance call. Fortson answered his apartment door with a pistol that was pointed at the ground and was shot several times. The family released a statement through attorney Ben Crump, which said, quote, "This decision marks the first step towards justice for the family." Neighbors reacting now to a deadly stabbing incident near a known drug house in Talladega Trail in Escambia County yesterday.
We want them gone. Who want to live like this? This is unfortunate that anybody should have to go through this. You getting your door banged on in the morning to wake up to the police because somebody dead right down the street from your house. Yeah, it's real heartbreaking because I don't want to see this.
Initially, that incident reported as a shots fired call. Deputies say they found two stabbing victims at the scene, though. A female victim died of her injuries. A man was taken to the hospital in critical condition. So far, no word on suspects. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. It's brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? We'll get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Got one accident if you're traveling on Davis Highway, right where it merges with 9 Mile. You're going to see an accident there with road blockage. You notice how the lane goes down from 2 to 1. That's where that accident is right there. So just be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There is a small chance of rain this afternoon, 30% chance overall. Otherwise, temperatures warming up near 92 degrees, feeling quite muggy this afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Tuesday, rain chances increase, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got sunshine. It's 83 in Pensacola, 78 reported in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets are opening a little bit higher. The Dow's up 125 points at 41,300. S&P up 12 points at 5,646. The NASDAQ up 14 points today at 17,892. Our 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 3.79%. Gold price is up $15.50 at $25.61. Silver price is up 23 cents at $30.05 today. And Bitcoin is down $447 at $63,757. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell confirming last week that the central bank is now ready to start cutting interest rates.
Inflation is coming down to the Federal Reserve's 2% target. After peaking in June 2022 at 7.1%, the central bank's restrictive monetary policy has helped bring inflation under control.
Powell spoke at the central bank's annual gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming last week. He told the gathering, quote, "The time has come for policy to adjust." Well, you might not have noticed, or maybe you did, but last year some 15% of restaurant owners added surcharges or fees to checks because of higher costs. According to the National Restaurant Association, 3.7% of restaurant transactions processed by Square now included a service fee. It's more than double from the beginning of 2022. New Starbucks CEO Brian Nickel is taking the wheel next month, but he's going to commute to the Seattle headquarters from his home in California. This was revealed in Nickel's offer letter, which is giving him a remote office at his home in California, not requiring him to permanently relocate to Seattle, which is more than 1,000 miles away. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so had a little airplane flight, you know, my once a decade fly on the airlines. Actually, three times in the last decade I've flown. We have enough kids that we always just drive everywhere. So my question to you, 437-1620, what's your thing that other people do on the airplane that they really should not have do? 437-1620, 437-1620, your air travel pet peeves. I suppose it could be anything throughout the process, but I'm thinking particularly on the plane. But if you want to expand it to in the airport, that's fine. 437-1620, 437-1620. This is your chance. You know, like when you're driving and somebody does something stupid and you honk at them, as my wife says, you got to teach them. You got to teach them. Now, I'm not sure that they always realize that they're in the wrong or learn the lesson, because apparently over the course of time, all of this effort to teach people has not paid off in much better drivers, generally speaking, I would say. But still, you feel like, well, that's I'm an instructor here. I'm giving you some feedback, some, you know, social response, okay? I want you to not be so dumb in the future. All right, 437-1620. This is your chance to honk at, because, you know, when they're doing it around you, what do you do normally? You know, you look at them, maybe. Or you just complain later to your spouse. You know, whatever, 437-1620. What's the thing that bothers you when people do it on the plane? 437-1620. All right, here we go. Worst one, first one. The old plane fart. Yeah, passing gas on the plane. But just... for the second, how much choice do they have? Because, you know, your body's your body. Some things have to happen. Some things you may not have as much ability to control. Now, maybe you should plan ahead and eat better the night before. You know, there's a lot of thought to that. But it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant. Anytime you encounter something like that. Agreed. Taking off their shoes. I considered it when I was on the flight. I did, because my feet were bothering me because we've been walking all week. But I'm like, I'm not doing this. And mine don't particularly smell bad, but I thought, like, it's the kind of thing that people think is wrong, even if it doesn't, they don't smell. They're just like, ew, what are you doing there? So, you know, of course, if you come on the plane with flips, then you don't have to take your shoes off. I mean, you can, and nobody will care because they're already off, right, basically? 437-1620, second vote for taking off their shoes bothers you the most. What's that thing that bothers you on the plane or irritates you, you know, your pet peeve on airline travel? 437-1620, putting the feet on your armrest. Oh, ew. that's so far beyond. Come on, that's my personal space, right? I mean, that's just, ugh, what's wrong with you? You know, that's like... you weren't even raised in a trailer, right? Like, that's, you know, even trailer folk know. Don't do that. That's, you were raised in the tent out back the trailer. 437-1620. I lived in a trailer for a long time in college. It was actually a really good decision financially. One of the best financial decisions I ever made was buying a trailer. Sold it for the same amount I bought it for and paid basically lot rent for golly, what, 5, 4 years, something like that. So, you know, that worked out okay for me. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Let's see. I'm scared of flying, so I always cry on planes. And that's a bit unnecessary, and I'm sure other people hate it. I'm sure that's true. But, you know, also, if I saw a person crying on a plane, I mean, I'm going to try to console them. And if they're upset about flying, okay, you know, there's certain things you don't really blame people for. Weirdly, you blame them for farting. Anyway, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Oh, the talker. Okay, so I am sometimes a talker and sometimes not a talker. But I will tell you, you always got to pay attention to make sure that the other person is continually giving you their eager consent to continue talking. You always got to be kind of almost trying to shut up if you want to talk. And then if they're wanting to talk, they'll keep drawing you back in. Fine. But if you keep drawing them back, Oh, and then, you know, like, you put the earbuds in and you get the book out and they're still talking, like, mother of pearl, are you... I love you. I love all of God's creatures, but I just don't want to do this right now. And I didn't buy this ticket expecting to be a captive audience with you for, you know, all of this time. But see, I don't usually mind talking to people, so I don't have that reaction most of the time. But, you know, especially if they're a little weird and not in a fun way, you know. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. John, do you have a pet peeve for... Did you say yours already? I'm sorry. Did I even ask you?
No, you didn't even ask me.
I know all of Chicago. I didn't ask you because I, like, forgot because you're not in front of me to see. So do you have a pet peeve for flying?
Yes.
Do tell.
When people kick the back of my seat.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Or they lean back.
Mm-hmm.
They lean back and your tray just has a little bit of area that you can't even fit your can in there.
I don't mind when somebody leans back. I just want them to do it a little gently.
Correct.
Just be gentle. Go slow. Mm-hmm. Let people adjust. I mean, if you really want to be super polite, you can, hey, I'm going to put my seat back now. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. But yeah, I'm with you on that. Go ahead. Traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got a disabled vehicle. Thank you for the caller that called in at Barrancas and Old Quarry. Now it's blocking the eastbound lane of Barrancas. It's a disabled vehicle there, just right in the middle of the turning lane. So thank you for that heads up. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, back to the text here, 437-1620. The question is, what's something that annoys you about airline travel that people do particularly? Bringing a really smelly meal to eat. Oh, notorious. And you know where you see this the most? It's kind of like the worst of both worlds, international flights. Because you're traveling with a bunch of international people. And let's just say that there are people from other parts of the world who eat food that does not smell good to me. And I like everything. And for some reason, it's much more common. I think maybe Americans are just more smell averse in general, and so we're more polite about it. We don't do that. They probably don't think anything of it because everybody does that. Everybody does not need to smell the Korean food, even if it's good. But, you know, that's super normal. Like, if I'm going on a plane, I mean, I'm bringing something that's like a sandwich or something. Like, if I'm bringing food, it'd be something, you know, something like that. It's no smell whatsoever. And then some of them are like, nope, it's not just going to be the tuna. It's it's going to be the worst, whatever it is. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Leaning the seat all the way back makes the person behind you hate you. And that's true. Loud talking to others. And this is actually the one that I was going to bring up on the cell phone. Ah, oh, people. People. Now, it's bad enough when you're on the speakerphone, but just being on the phone in general and not recognizing that you're a foot from other people, you know? And I have a loud voice. I have a voice that projects. I'm always very kind of quiet. I don't love talking on the phone on the airplane for that exact reason, because it's irritating. It's kind of like, do you not know you stink? How do you not know you stink, right? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Talking loud on the phone. Absolutely, that's an issue. Oh, I'll say this. Oh, people talk on the phone. Next one. People talk on the phone with the speakerphone on, which is a life issue. A life issue. If you're in public, hold it to your head. Just don't speak. Or there's no word I can use on the radio, but the person who is, let's just say, quite impressed with themselves. And typically when they're on the speakerphone, they hold it like a platter in front of them to their mouth for all the world to see just how important they are. They don't got time to put it up to their head. You know, they're busy coordinating events, you know, and making sure the payment got through and checking with the legal office. You don't look quite as impressive as you think you do. Am I speaking for everybody here? 437-1620. One person said, I put my laptop under my seat instead of the seat in front. The lady behind me was not pleased. Under my seat. Oh, that's not your space. Your space is in front of you. That space is their space. Yeah, lady behind me was not pleased. I'd be beyond not pleased. I'd be pushing it up or taking it. You know, I mean, you put it in my space. I guess I can use it. Is this a rental? People who watch, I know this is super common, people who watch movies on the plane, it's distracting, okay? I know you're going to do it, but I find it distracting, but it's especially bad, A, if they're watching things that are like R-rated, you know, like I didn't really bargain to see all that, or my kids when we flew with kids, or if they don't have earbuds in and they're watching it and they have the, oh my God. You know, I can't throw this laptop out the window, but I do consider the possibility. Like, is there a way? You know, anyway. And sometimes the stewards will, you know, the attendants will come by and tell them, you know, hey, you got to put headphones on. Somebody says, I don't like the folks that have a rollerboard, large backpack, and a personal bag. Yeah, like all the different things. Loading and unloading is a nightmare. Or the guy that puts a head in the overhead and then has to get up and rummage through it a few times to retrieve stuff they should have gotten out before boarding. This could be me. How about the... When people, like, don't plan ahead for the, like, where their seat is in relation to where their bag is, in relation to, well, I got to get out of here real fast in the end, and they're trying to, and they're hitting people in the head with all of the managing of your luggage. There are some people who are just not good at that. People that get angry about crying babies, don't they know the mother's trying her best to keep them quiet? Oh, no, I totally agree. And I'll sit next to it. If I have the chance, I've done this before, I'll move to sit next to the crying baby with the mom. Because it doesn't bother me as a dad. Like, I'm just used to it. And also because I'm not going to give her any weird looks and I'm going to make her feel good. You know, I'm going to, you know, play with the kid, have fun. It's hard enough for them. And, I don't have to deal with that. Okay. All right. I see you hate humanity. That's good. I'm guessing you've never had them because that seems like the way that people who haven't had them would react. Armrest hogs when you end up in a middle seat. Yeah, no, it's a trouble. Well, you got to blame the airline for that, right? They just don't give you enough space for that. Nonstop talking, even the people that are across the aisle and around me. Oh, yeah, the person who's like three seats over and two seats across, and you can hear their conversation? Come on, man. Accidentally having your foot run over by the beverage cart. Ooh, it hurts even thinking about it. Yeah, no, I agree with you about that. 437-1620, that was a frivolous topic for the day. What's the thing that bugs you about flying on the plane? And I'm sure we could come up with more, but... If you do any of those things, stop doing any of those things. be a better citizen. 852 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home because you had to fly to buy, I don't know. Anyways, no relationship. No segue. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. They're just good at this. 175 homes sold last year. When the markets were hot, they were selling them like hotcakes. When the markets are not hot, they're selling them like, you know, warm cakes. I don't know. Like, they sell them really, really effectively. They just have this figured out because the value of a real estate agent when the market is great, yeah. I mean, they marginally help, right? Of course, okay. But now when the market's not so easy, that's when the expertise and the skill really pays off. That's when somebody who knows how to do the job really well, that's when they can really benefit you. And all kinds of things you might be navigating, like the changes in the way the real estate commissions work, or you're just not sure what the market's going to do with changing interest rates or the announcement that they might lower it. I mean, all of that kind of stuff. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, that's their lives. They love thinking about this and figuring out how to help you capitalize on it the best. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why does everyone have to go on a diet?
Because in cheerleading, we throw people in the air, and fat people don't go as high.
Did he get it or didn't he get it? Oh, so close. It was so close. The Saints putting it back looked like for a touchdown with time expiring at the half. Oh, still a great run. But 99 yards with the time expiring, that does not get you the point, unfortunately. 8:56 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with an accident that happened at North Davis Highway and Kelso Road. That's right, where 9 Mile and Davis merge into one. The road is still blocked there, so use caution. Definitely want to get around that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So this is a frustrating story. I'm going to tell you it as best as I understand it, being not a mechanical engineer, but the information that we're getting about the Osprey failures is really bothering me, because, you know, we put our military men and women in these airframes and we trust them to be safe, and here's the sort of the short version of this. It was a gear crack that led to the crash, the fatal crash of the V-22 Osprey last year. But the source of the gear crack looks like it might have been weak spots in the metal, and that would be a manufacturing flaw. Okay? There's a lot of pieces to this, but this particular incident, they had the first chip burn advisory. So when you have these metal parts that are in, you know, constant tension and stress, and the gearing that works for the Osprey is very difficult because of the movable wing, and little pieces of metal can shave off. Well, there's all kinds of ways to deal with that in an engine. One way to deal with that is to have it just drop down below with a magnet system. That's kind of, I think a lot of car engines kind of work that way. I am not a mechanical engineer, so if I get this wrong, please forgive me. But in the Osprey, they've got it designed to burn. They'll burn off. So heat is designed, because if it's a small enough piece of metal, it can basically burn it into non-existence. So the first chip burn advisory comes at 1:50 p.m. This is November 29th of last year. It indicates successful burn of chips in the left prop rotor gearbox. Second chip burn a minute later. Third chip burn about 12 minutes later. Fourth chip burn another 6 minutes later. So they've gone through four chip burn advisories already. Fifth chip burn another 9 minutes later. Then urgent warning 2 minutes later. That's 2:21. Urgent warning indicates that chips are not being burned off. Crew diverts for airport about 15 minutes away for emergency landing. 15 minutes later, chip detector fails entirely. Investigators later find the detector had completely filled with metal chips. Then 3 minutes later, a rapid series of alarms indicate cascading failures to the left engine, interconnecting drivetrain, And a minute later, the Osprey crashes into the sea, killing eight people. You remember how the Ospreys were working on this? They could only fly so far away from a major airport. That's why, because they figured if they were close enough to airports, they could get there before the thing would fall out of the sky, because they don't know how to fix this, because it looks like the metal has enough flaws in it that it might have been the reason for the failure, is that the metal's not manufactured properly. And the problem is that the surviving pieces that they have, they think that the pieces with the flaws may have burned off in the process, so they don't have the evidence of the problem, because the ones that were bad are self-destructing, if that makes sense. So 41 of the 60 incidents over the last 5 years have chipping indicators, meaning that seems to be the problem with these.